This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that Iowa is one of the places being considered for the signing of a trade agreement between the United States and China. U.S. and Chinese negotiators are working to finalize a deal in time for Mr. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to sign it at a summit in Chile in mid-November. But Chile announced Wednesday that it was canceling the event due to ongoing mass demonstrations. Now the two countries are looking for an alternative location. Mr. Trump says he wants Iowa because the deal was initially focused on agriculture.
I want to get the deal done first, but we're thinking about Iowa. You know why? Because it would be the largest order in history for farmers. So to me, Iowa makes sense. I love Iowa. It's a possibility.
Farmers have been hit hard by the trade war thus far, and Mr. Trump has been trying to assure them that they will come out ahead in the end. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday that she expects public hearings to begin this month in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump. In an interview with Bloomberg News, Pelosi said, "I would assume there would be a public hearing in November," and added any impeachment case against Trump has to be ironclad. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham told Fox News Friday that they are prepared for an impeachment to happen. The Democratic-controlled House voted Thursday to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting Mr. Trump. Hong Kong is bracing for another weekend of protests following months of unrest that have plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. One person said during a news conference Friday that several groups had applied for permits to demonstrate and they had been denied. They also said the groups had appealed the decision. Hong Kong police also defended their crowd control actions.